Darius Slay coming out to this on Sunday?
Yeah, that was a banger back in the day.
Oh, this was.
Until all that, we start finding out all that stuff about Hulk Hogan, then it changed.
Yeah.
Didn't he get booed on Monday Night Raw? And,
yeah, it's not as... it's hard to be a Hulkamaniac these days. It used to be really easy to be a Hulkamaniac. Yeah. These days, it's not as fun to want to be that out loud. But, you know, the Hulkster was cool back in his day. Then it's changed these days. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Gillette. Are we said before we finish up with all your phone calls here, we got to get to a pair of liars that we found out about yesterday. Here we start with the Philadelphia 76ers, who lied and told us, you know, we're going to Center City. We don't care about being down at the sports complex. We're building a new state-of-the-art arena in Chinatown, and they got the approval, and that was a few months ago. And Hugh, yesterday...
Everybody was excited. Well, not everybody, but there were a lot of people excited about the approval, too.
I think I saw the news as you and I were walking from the press box yesterday over to do the pregame show. And I said, you see this? The 76ers are staying in the South Philly Sports Complex. So something changed over the past couple of weeks and months. I'm not sure what. There was a report yesterday that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell got involved.
That's the thing that jumped out to me.
Uh-huh.
Is that, see, this is how, like, I followed this a little bit, and I do know that there were a lot of people that weren't happy about the move to Chinatown. And this was a done deal until Roger Goodell got involved. And that, to me, was the most interesting part, is because you have an NFL owner that's getting into other folks' business that ain't got nothing to do with him.
Unless it does. So a couple things that stood out to me. So the 76ers and Comcast Spectacor are planning to open a new South Philly arena by 2031. So that's when the new arena is going to be built down there for the Sixers. World-class, state-of-the-art arena. And, Hugh, what I'm now wondering is, this part of a larger thing with all the teams in the South Philly complex? Because there was a story, what, like 6 months ago, where the Phillies and maybe the Eagles were going to team up to kind of like... You had brought this up when we brought this up then, like maybe change the area to more like the Battery in Atlanta, which I got to hang out with you down there a couple of years ago. It's cool. It's just like shops and restaurants, and it's like a walking area around the stadium.
Have you ever been to Gillette Stadium?
And I have not. And that's New England.
It's kind of like Gillette Stadium, because if you've ever been up there, if anybody has ever been, it's like the stadium, and it's like a bunch of sports bars and stuff around. It's a shopping area. But my thing is this, okay, if you're going to do that, the stadiums right now are kind of like it's a lot of space. So, number one, I'm not an engineer, and I don't, you know, I'm not an architect either. But in order to make it similar to what the Battery's doing, you're going to have to find out a way to connect all of those places together, and then where you're going to put the shops. And with that being said, when you do all of that, where you're gonna take up some of the parking if you decide to put it in some of the parking areas or whatever? How are you gonna do all that?
I don't know.
It's a lot.
It is. And now, I mentioned this yesterday, and someone said, well, didn't they just build these stadiums? And like, yes and no. I mean, you know, you go back and the Vet was what, early 70s, and then by 2004 there was a new stadium. So like, once you get to about 25, 30 years, it's kind of like time to re-ramp these things. So I'm not surprised we're here. I do wonder, though, we've heard rumors that the Eagles would love one day to have a Super Bowl here in Philadelphia.
So they're trying to position themselves to – you think that's what's happening?
My feeling is that Goodell's involved, because if the Eagles are involved and they make this a whole revamping of the area and they get a new Eagle stadium and there's a retractable roof on that thing, which I don't love but I get – then they're going to try to bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia. That, Kyle, that was my view yesterday. When I saw Goodell's name in there, I was like, the Eagles are going to benefit from this in some way.
It does feel like everybody was kind of doing this in lockstep with each other. Like, feels like Lori's involved. That complex, I guess, is everybody has stake in it. I would also be against the Eagles adding a retractable roof just so they can get a Super Bowl here. Because, I mean, one of the charms, it's not like they would open the roof on a snow day. That would be a game that they try to avoid having the roof open. Yeah. Like, I want the elements in a Philadelphia.
Me too.
My question is this. What about the money that's already changed hands? What about that money?
You can't get that back.
No, that's not like, seriously, think about all the contractors that you've probably initially lined up already, that you've given them like a retainer. Or something to that effect, to make sure that they're going to do the job or whatever. What about those funds? You don't get those. I'm assuming you don't get that back.
That's a good point. I don't
know. And the people that have already, that knew this was coming, that have already started the process of moving.
Well, and then the real estate prices probably changed because of that.
All of that.
You know, it's a lot. I think and this is going to end up a better thing for the city, for the fan base, for all of us. But it is a weird way we got here. So we got that news yesterday. We also have one more liar yesterday that Kyle noticed. And, you know, this flew under the radar a little bit because the Eagles won the game. And Matt LaFleur, to me, is kind of like a blah. Like, I don't have any, like, I look at Matt.
No real personality there.
No, but there's nothing, like, I don't hate him. But I also don't think he's like a genius. He's just there. He's a good coach. He's fine. But he did say something that we are ready. Our liar meter is up on this one. Listen to Matt LaFleur talking about fans here in Philadelphia.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone in there and you're riding in on the bus and the next thing you know, your bus is splattered with eggs. It's a unique experience. And I think, but it makes it a lot more fun as well. So
we had our research team this morning dive into this. Hugh, we think he's been here as a coach, whether it be an assistant or a head coach, 5, 6, maybe 7 times. How do you lose track of how many times they egg your bus if you've only been here 6 times?
No, you know what? I knew he was. You know when I knew he was lying?
When?
Because I knew that was a man that told a lie that did not know how much eggs cost. He don't know how much eggs cost nowadays.
That's my thought too.
You know, like, what I'm saying? I mean, real talk. Who the hell buying expensive ass eggs to throw them at a bus?
So let me give you an egg story quick. I was shopping the other day. You know, so they have the different eggs now, right? You can get your
you got the free range eggs. Free range, them, yeah.
If you want some free range pasteurized eggs, I picked those up. They're like, you know, like they're $7 or $8 a carton.
Yeah.
So even normal eggs, whatever. Like, I don't know, was it 3, 4? Hugh, that's a good point. Who's buying $6 eggs
nobody,
to toss?
Nobody. Listen, eggs so high now. I thought about buying a couple chickens, like to make
second,
the eggs. I did some
do
research.
Do you have a fence?
I don't, but I know some people who got one. But see, what I would do is this.
Are you going to have someone house your chickens?
No, see, listen. I know some people that live in Jersey that have farmland. So what I was trying to do is, like, you know, make a deal where we can split these eggs. Because, you know, that way. But there's something about I didn't figure out how the chickens actually stimulate themselves to make the eggs. Because I know you need a rooster. No, but it's something. And this is where I got to doing some other stuff. But I did research it because you get you a couple chickens, and you know it all depends on how you do it. You
or
could
three.
Probably get you some chickens and make let them do their thing.
Two quick thoughts on this, Hugh. Number one, your algorithm's going to be a mess this week after the chicken searches. Just get ready for that.
Oh no, it's my algorithm already. My algorithm.
Two, it's a lost cause.
I have a question for you or anyone else that has chickens, right? Or and that has the chickens expressly for the purpose of eggs. All right, you ready for my question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough self-control?
Not to cook the chicken?
Well, that's what I mean. Exactly. Like, so you have a chicken, you have it for the eggs, but then you're hungry and you're like, I got a chicken right back there. Would you leave the chicken alone even when you got no food in the fridge?
Remember, this is, yes, because you know what? I was traumatized when I was young.
Because,
you know, my family is from the South. And I remember one time, this was a long time ago, when my grandmother was alive. It was like, go get some chicken. Because we about to cook a chicken. So, you know, being from the Midwest, we go outside because I'm thinking we going to the grocery store.
That wasn't it?
Oh, hell no. They went in the yard. And they got a chicken. And I remember it was one of my cousins. And they chopped the chicken head off and let the chicken run all around the thing. And then she took the feathers off. And she fried it. And I was like, dog, I mean, it didn't stop me from eating chicken, obviously, but at that moment, I was like, no, I'm good. I mean, it was.
That's a lot for a kid.
Them Southern upbringing, man, they're different.
I had a roommate in college come home one day with 3 chicks, and he's like, I got these for a steal. Like, they were like $2 a piece or $3 a piece or something.
The plan was to eat them.
No, he built a coop in the backyard,
okay. Yeah.
Which I'm not sure a landlord was very fond of.
Oh, I'm sure he was not.
So he
moved it
to the basement,
mm-hmm.
which smelled horrible.
That's not for inside.
No, it wasn't. It was not an inside thing. But the Matt LaFleur thing, like,
he's a liar.
That was
a bold faced lie.
There's no way.
Ain't nobody throwing no damn eggs at you.
First of all, I would put the max amount of times that his bus has been egged coming here at like one. Like maybe it happened like just like one random instance. There's no way you're going to tell me that he can't even count how many times he's come here and we're just unloading on the team bus with eggs. That's not a thing.
So like let's pretend this was Bill Belichick, who coached in the NFL in various capacities for 40 years, including in the division against the Eagles for a decade or whatever. I could kind of buy that. Like, I forget how many times this happened. They're wild down there. LaFleur's been a head coach for 4 years. He was an assistant for a little while before that. Like, he acts as if he's been here 100 times. Oh, I lost track. No, you didn't. This maybe
well,
happened
maybe he was
once.
Talking about when Atlanta came to town and he was down when he was
maybe.
Down there. Yeah, who knows?
Maybe. I think he's just a liar.
Yeah, that was a flat out. That nobody's throwing eggs at you, dog. Nobody's going to the store and saying, hey, we're going to throw these $8 eggs at your
There's no team
thing.
That he could have come here on a bus with that we would care enough about to want to send that kind of message.
He was a Commander's assistant, a Falcons assistant.
Yeah, the Commanders have sucked for a while. And like the Falcons, whatever, you're the Falcons.
And until yesterday, they haven't had many big games against the Packers here lately. He's a liar.
This is such a liar.
Eliminated liar. Matt LaFleur. Mel and Ambler. What's up, Mel?
Yeah. Everybody's worried about this game on Sunday. I'm not worried about Minnesota or L.A. Wait, and you guys are going to see something on Sunday that you ain't seen in a long time.
What's that?
Jalen is going to light it up because they woke up a sleeping giant and got it. And he's that first quarter, it's going to be a blowout.
I'm confused what sleeping giant was woken. Like, when did you, what did you see to that? Goddard? Is that what you mean? Goddard's the sleeping giant?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, he could be. I mean, he's a good player. He's just to stay healthy. I mean, look, Mel, I hope you're right. I'm not going to hold my breath for 300 yards passing on Sunday. Let's just get another win, Mel. I'll take that.
That's all that matters.